From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Hi, this is Bob Levy, Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for Naps, and welcome to Naps Chat. Today we're going to be talking about the recently concluded NAPS LTS, or that is Legislative Training Seminar, which brought together over 550 NAPS members who stormed Capitol Hill on Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and on Sunday and Monday were able to get educated in a number of legislative priorities that NAPS carry to Capitol Hill and which will last throughout this year. But before we bring you up to date on the LTS, I did want to share with you some information that was brought to Capitol Hill this particular week in certain activities. Particularly, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee conducted a 2.5-hour hearing on the President's Task Force on the Future of the Postal System. It brought together Postal Regulatory Commission Chairman Robert Taub, a representative from the Treasury Department, a representative from the Office of Personnel Management, and member of the USPS Board of Governors, Dave Williams. In part, they spoke a lot about the Universal Service Obligation. There was a recommendation made by the task force to sort of limit the Universal Service Obligation to only include what will be labeled as essential mail services, rather than commercial mail services. We'll be talking more about that in a future NAPS chat. Also, what came up at the hearing was discussions about nonprofit rate setting, for nonprofit mail, that is. And also, there was considerable discussion about the Board of Governors, governance issues, as well as mail frequency. But again, that will be a topic of a future NAPS chat. NAPS intends to submit testimony relating to the hearing in order to share our views with regard to the President's Task Force on the Postal System. Also this week, the President of the United States made his fourth nomination to the Board of Governors this year. It was John McLeod Barker, who is an attorney from the state of California. He will join in queue before the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. The nominees Ron Blum, Ramon Martinez, and Calvin Tucker. Lastly, earlier this week, the President of the United States made his fiscal year 2020 submission to Congress for his budget. It did target federal and postal employees for attack, basically for reductions in retirement benefits and health benefits. Particularly, it would sought to increase the federal employees' retirement system contributions. It would eliminate the FERS annuity supplement. It would eliminate a cost of living adjustment for FERS retirees. It would reduce the CSRS COLA by 0.5%. It would change the pension calculation from the highest 3 salaried years to the highest 5 salaried years. It would reduce the TSP's G fund rate of return. And finally, it would reduce the amount in which the federal government would contribute to FEHBP premiums, an unknown amount. Additionally, the president's budget did include certain unspecified recommendations with regard to the Postal Service, which would total approximately $98 billion. With that being said, and we will be talking more about these specific issues, the Board of Governors, the budget, as well as the task force hearing on a later NAPS chat, what I do want to talk about today is the legislative training seminar and highlight participants in that program this week. So what I'm going to do right now is turn the program over to LTS participants, and I'm sure they want to share with you their views and their perspectives of going up to Capitol Hill.
Hi, my name is Belinda Gilbert. I'm from Bradenton, Florida. I've been coming to LTS now for 10 years, and we had a visit today with our Congressman Vern Buchanan, and it's been one of the best visits we've had in 10 years coming on the Hill. Before we went to his office today, Congressman Buchanan had already co-sponsored a bill concerning six-day delivery for the Mail's Postal Service. And this is the first time that he has pre-co-sponsored a bill before we got up here. I think that he is finally realizing the importance of the Postal Service and what economic impacts we have in his district and what economic impacts we have on the state of Florida.
My name is Jesse Austin from Branch 122, Houston, Texas. And we went on the Hill today, and I had the opportunity of speaking with Congressman Lizzie Fletcher. And when we got to her office, we talked to the aide, Christopher Harvey, and he was a nice person. But at the end of it all, Congressman Fletcher came out, and she was so cordial. She was very nice, and she was appreciative, and she was all gung-ho about the post office. And she related to us about an incident that she had growing up with the post office. But altogether, it was really, really nice. And I appreciate everything that she's looking forward to supporting the post office.
Valerie Winchester, I'm from Mobile, Alabama, out of Branch 26. Today, on our visit to Capitol Hill, we met with Senator Doug Jones. It was a very positive meeting. We met with two of his aides, Ted Trippi and Abby Selden, who were very knowledgeable of postal issues and postal reform. They're definitely on board with the Postal Service. We also met with Doug Jones. He had a forum-type meeting with us and other other people there or the organizations. He also was very responsive to postal reform. He said the budget that the president put out, he's looked it over. He's not on board with the cuts that he has for the Postal Service. And he just was very responsive to us.
Hello, my name is Arlisa Hunter. I am from the great state of Texas. I'm a member of Dallas Branch 86. Today, I was on the Hill and met with all staffers, educating them on our NAPS issues regarding the Postal Service. I used the slideshow as part of the presentation while other members in the branch spoke and showed them the bills that we would like for the Congress members to support. The slideshow was very well received by all of the staffers. They looked at it, they shook their heads, they bowed their heads in acknowledgement, and it was a great tool to use. So I really loved the presentation that was put together, with the way the slideshow was put together. It was a great asset, and I will continue to use it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Angie Hicks. I'm with NAPS Branch 157 out of Greensboro, North Carolina. I was really surprised today. One of the representatives that I met with in David Price's office, her name is Lee Whitakers. Lee is really good. But I remember back when Lee first started, she didn't know much about the Postal Service. We kind of trained her on learning more about the Postal Service and postal reform issues. And now today, I was truly surprised that she was telling us more than we were telling her, because she had did her homework, and I was just proud that she actually listened to us. She, of course, we've built a relationship with her now, and she remembered us from last year, and she looked forward to meeting with us again next year. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Donald Garrett. I'm the lead operations industrial engineer with the Richmond PNDC. I'm the treasurer for the NAPS Branch 98 in Richmond, Virginia, and I had the pleasure of meeting with Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, who's a freshman who represents the Virginia House of District Number 7, and she is my representative back in Glen Allen, Virginia, and we met with her aide, Bunny Krentz, but she stopped by and talked to us before the meeting was over. And the meeting was very positive, uplifting, and she's very informed on all postal matters. Her dad's a retired postal employee from my district, the Richmond district. And also she mentioned that she was a former postal inspector. So she's very knowledgeable and very concerned about things that are going on the Hill. And she gave us her commitment to not only protect the postal workers, but all federal employees. And we had a photo op after it was over. And like I said, it was a great meeting her and corresponding with her at the end of our meeting with her, 8.
Sabir Salih, Branch 105, Providence. And today we went to Senator Whitehouse's office. We weren't able to meet with him. And on our way to Rayburn Building, we were able to actually see him in the steps of the Justice Supreme Court. And after a few minutes, we watched his speech. And in his way back to his office, we ended up meeting up with him. We identifies ourselves as citizens of Rhode Island, and he was able to stop, talk to us, introduce ourselves that we are from the National Association of Postal Supervisors, and that we met with his representative, David Carullo, and he was let us know that he's going to meet with him at the end of the day to feed him all the information that we were able to bring to his office, and he's very supportive to the postal issues.
All right, Bob. Today was a great day on the Hill. We were just fighting. I'm Marcel Webb from the great state of Indiana, Branch 8 out of Indianapolis. Today on the Hill, we have a new freshman senator who beat out one of our favorites, Mr. Donnelly, who's always supported us, and Ken Braun. He beat out Donnelly, so we was really anticipating a meeting with him, but we had an opportunity. It was great. We had a it was called a Hoosier Huddle. We had both senators, Senator Ken Braun and Senator Todd Young, both had like a meet and greet. So we was able to get with both senators, and they said 9:30. But, of course, being good NAPS advocates who was strong and wanted to meet them, we got there a half hour early. We were the only one there when both senators walked in. So we got great pictures. We had a one-on-one time with them, and we had a chance to let Ken Braun know that the post office, you know, was here to support him, but at the same time, we need his support and expect him to support us as being constituents and being such a vital engine for the great state of Indiana.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Lewis Atkins. I'm former NAPS president, and I just returned from our congressional visit. I visited two of my congressmen, Representative Scalise and Garrett, and both of them were very positive. The only scary thing about it, sometimes they tell you what you want to hear, but I was much more excited this year than years before about our congressional visits. We had the opportunity to talk to two of the aides, too, that were sitting in. So it was very, very encouraging. The postal reform, I really believe it has a good fighting chance to be on this time. So, hey, think positive.
My name is Jill Jensen, Branch 139, Salt Lake City, Utah. Today we met with our two senators and four congressmen out of Utah. We did meet Ben McAdams, who is basically his first year in Congress, and I believe it went quite well with him. He's just, you know, fairly new into Congress, so he's very undecided on his positions with the post office, and I think if we work on him and pursue him more, I think he would be a very high contributor to the post office. We offered a postal facility, you know, extend to him to come see the process of how it works. And I think if he had the time, I believe he might just come and visit, because I told him the process of the Postal Service and how it works. Again, I believe he will be quite supportive if we can push him into the right direction. And as well, we also met with Senator Mitt Romney, and him being new also to the Senate. Him, I believe, is an undecided, but I believe if we can, and I believe if we can really sit down with him and talk to him about the postal reforms, he might be a good contributor to help the post office. You know, the other three congressmen you know, Curtis is the one that took over for Chaffetz, and I believe, you know, if we work on him as well. But we did have really good meetings with all of the congressmen and senators and their aides, and it was a good experience, and I believe positive we can hopefully get good reform.
Hi, my name is Rose Orlasky. I am from actually Madison Heights, Michigan. I'm a postal worker for 31 years. I'm down here with LTS talking to our lawmakers. The district I was in was Mr. Andy Levin. We talked to his aide, Sabrina. She was very receptive. We were educating her. She asked a lot of questions, very interested in what we were saying. It was, the mood was very, very well receptive. I believe that we made a difference, that she took the notes, and she's very excited to be working with us. We left our names and told her if she wanted to come out, visit us. We would love to take her around. I believe that they're eager to help us in the Postal Service because I believe that they believe in us and they feel that the public needs us.
Hi, my name's Chad Itami. I'm from Branch 66 out of Portland, Oregon. This is my first LTS, and it's been an enlightening experience. I appreciate Mr. Levy, all his guidance and stuff. I had no idea what went on. We had the opportunity to meet with someone who graduated high school in 2017, whose only interaction with the Postal Service has been getting Amazon packages. She had no idea that people actually got medicine by mail, that people still don't have direct deposit, they get their Social Security checks by mail. She didn't quite understand the magnitude of the Postal Service, and it was our job to educate her, and once we did, it hit her that it's a much bigger issue than just getting your packages on Sunday. Understood the importance of, especially in rural areas where people may not be able to get their medicine, may not be able to get their checks, are infirm and can't get to the mailbox, and those sort of things that she never even considered. So it was an interesting, enlightening experience in order to teach her about us.
All right, my name is Edward Raleigh. I'm from Branch 43, Boston, Massachusetts. I am the Massachusetts State Legislative Chair. And I would like to just make a few points. I did meet with freshman Congressman Presley's contact, her aide, which is Lenise Wallace. And I had a very good contact with her. She seemed very enthused about learning about the PO. She is still learning about the post office. And she did vow to bring my information forward to the Congresswoman. And overall, it went very well. I left all my contact information. She seemed eager to get it, and she sounded like she would get back to me with looking for additional knowledge on the post office.
Hi, my name is Julie Jors. I am currently a retired postal person. I work out of the Milwaukee branch president, Branch 72, and also the state vice president taking care of legislative. We had the opportunity yesterday to go up on the Hill, and we visited with Senator Johnson's office. We had a really good meeting and good rapport. We didn't always agree on some of the issues that we were talking about, and we've had great contact going back and forth since then, and we'll continue to go back to their office and meet with them on some of these issues. So it's a great opportunity for anybody that's doing in legislative and give our views of the Postal Service and say what we need to do to improve the Postal Service with postal reform and look out for the future of the Postal Service. So we had a great time. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kat Bollinger, Branch 36 out of Kansas City, Missouri. And we met with Josh Hawley's group, which he's a freshman on the Hill, and we met with his two aides, and they were very receptive to our group. The one aide, he is very aware of universal service as his grandfather lives in rural Missouri and loves to check the mail on a daily basis. They were very engaging in the conversation, asking us questions as far as what they needed from us. We really talked to them in depth about postal reform and the need of getting rid of and changing the laws of the pre-funding. Josh Hawley is also on the Senate committee over the Postal Service. And so it was very interesting that they gave us that time. Again, they were very receptive. They were very open. And they were engaging in their questions. They talked to everybody that was in the room. There was 11 of us from the state of Missouri, including members from St. Louis. And so everybody had a little bit to say. And again, they asked specifically, what do you need from us? Which was very nice to hear, as a lot of other members usually don't give us that opportunity. So they heard our voice, they allowed us to speak, and again, asked questions, which was really nice. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this week's edition of Naps Chat. So until next week.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going